Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Kind of snuck up on you, didn't it?
Yeah, man.
A short Monday off. Hump day comes quick. Good morning, Randy.
Yeah.
How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. I was like, damn, it is Wednesday.
Sure is.
You know what I mean? But it's always good because it means you're closer and closer to the weekend. But yeah, it's a beautiful, kind of. I thought the rhyme was
it's terrible.
I thought the rhymes that we were kids. It said April showers bring May flowers,
uh-huh,
right?
Yeah,
I was always thought that. Now the flowers are blooming.
They are, yeah.
But the showers are staying.
They're staying, and the temperatures are dropping.
Yeah, like what the hell's going on,
yeah,
man?
We walked out yesterday. I hadn't checked, and I didn't expect it. We walked out yesterday to take them to school, and I was like, oh, we gotta grab jackets.
Dude,
like it's chilly outside.
Like all my sweatpants are on the other side.
Yeah.
I gotta bring them back over here and move the shorts around.
You rotated the closet
like,
already.
Damn.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Man. But they need to get together, Georgia.
Yeah, no kidding.
I need some 90s in a row. I need some 90s in a row. Man.
June is this week. June is this week.
Damn sure is.
Like it's February outside.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I said to my kids this morning. I said, this is what it would be like to live in Seattle.
Oh, really?
Because Lily was like, it's not nice out. And I was like, I know. Yeah, see, this is when you talk about wanting to go to Seattle. Think twice about it.
Yeah, because this is it.
This would be 9 months out of the year,
This was it. So, Tim, how'd you deal with that? You just got used to it.
I didn't know any different.
Right.
Because when you don't know any different,
right,
it is
right,
what it is.
Right.
When you leave, that's when you leave and go back. That's what I could never do.
Right.
Like, now I've seen the beauty of sun. Like, it'll just be, it was 65 degrees on Christmas a couple years ago.
Right.
You know, and sunny. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I can never go back. I was talking to my brother about this the other day. He was like, yeah, we visited, went to a wedding. I was like, we think, I don't know, maybe we'll go back. I was like, really? How could you? Did you be bummed out? Like, remember seasonal affective disorder that people have? We don't have that here. Well, it's positive. Seasonal happy disorder that people have in Georgia because it's sunny all the time, except for today. Anyway, appropriate weather for the way the Braves are playing. Because, boy, are they a bummer of a baseball team to watch.
Yeah, maybe they just are this.
It's possible.
It's possible. It's a possibility they are just who this is right here. Yesterday was just, you know, a microcosm of the season.
Yep.
Pretty much. You know, I mean, the starter was fine. He got a little trouble and everything.
Yeah, but
he's still working his way back. And
it was a step in the right direction for Spencer.
I think that was more than anything. But, yeah, they just can't score. You got bases loaded. And, damn, I mean, I felt that breeze through my TV, Matt Olson.
Yeah, man.
You know, and then, you know, hell, start with the first batter, Ronald looking. Like, get your bat off your shoulder. I mean, it was just one of those all consistent games. Every time you were in a threatening position, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you got in third position, they tried to do the bunt, moving a runner over, all those different things. It just is not working for this team. And it's just going to be like this till it isn't. That's how I'm going to view it. Like, not going to be surprised if they lose 2-0. I wasn't surprised when it was 1-0 going into the. I was like,
no,
It's just been this type of year for this squad.
Yeah. I mean, almost half their games have been one run. They're something like 9-13 in one run games or whatever it is. And yesterday looked like it was going to be another one of them. Had they scored a run, it would have been. But they didn't find it necessary to score any runs yesterday. So they end up losing 2-0. And like, I'm not going to get bent out of shape over it. It's been a year and a half now of this. I know last year was injury riddled. The first part of this year was always, well, wait till we get our guys back. Well, they were back last night.
Yes.
And I know it's been a brief period of time with them back, so maybe it'll ramp up. But, like, that never felt like an adequate explanation for what was going on in the first place.
Yeah.
It no longer qualifies because those guys played last night. Strider started and Acuna let off. They're back.
Yeah.
They scored 0 runs.
Man.
Like, and it wasn't Acuna's fault. He got on base twice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like he had a great game or anything like that, but he was on base twice. He did better than anybody else did. Maybe, and I don't know, like, again, I don't want to make too many grand proclamations just because they've been playing bad for a week now and they're 3 games under 500 again. But, like, maybe some of these guys aren't in slumps.
Maybe this is who they are.
Like, maybe some of these guys kind of, maybe what they were when we thought they were great was the outlier. And maybe this kind of maybe Austin Riley is kind of just an inconsistent hitter, you know? Maybe he is.
I don't know. I don't
like 30 home runs a year, yeah, but it's going to come in fits and starts.
Right. I understand that. You know, and
maybe Michael Harris is just kind of a really good defensive center fielder.
And give you something every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But I think that's what these are the things that as fans you do when your team is struggling. You start nitpicking.
Of course.
Yeah, you start nitpicking and things like that. And some of it, the nitpicking sometimes is more true than you might want to believe sometimes. You might be like, nah, he's not that bad. But, oh, no, he'll come around. Well, it's been this week and everything. Yeah.
Mike got off to a slow start last year and then really turned it on and was fantastic. But it's like, man, is that just what it is? Like, remember the joke we always had was had to get hot and then Arte would heat up?
Yes.
Like, maybe that's Mike, but still, like, you play 60 games before it gets hot.
Right.
You know what I mean? Those games do count.
Yes, they do.
That's what we always say at the early part of the season in the NFL is like, yeah, it's kind of like extended preseason.
They count, though.
Except they count. Yes. And if you lose them, then you miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it's like out of the baseball season's really, really long. Everybody makes the playoffs. The Braves will probably still make the playoffs, but that doesn't mean they're good.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I am.
I think, because
this team's not good.
Because of the expectations. Okay. The expectations we have for this team.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, a lot of times, and remember I asked this question maybe last week sometime, talking about the expectation of fans when you talk about your team. And when we talk about the Braves, as of any team in this city, we view them as the number one team.
Absolutely.
You know, we view them as that team that is always in the hunt for a championship. That's how we view, a lot of us, I should say everybody, a lot of people view the Braves in this city. And so when your other teams are struggling, you always try to fall back on that safety blanket, which for the most part has been the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they letting your ass hit the ground.
Yeah, and here's the thing about that. Like, there's always going to be heightened expectation and disappointment if it doesn't go well locally because we love the teams. We live and die with it, right? Like, but this goes beyond just our, like, you know, fanhood. Vegas said they were the second best team in the National League.
Stop talking. Listen to Vegas.
Stop doing what?
Stop listening to Vegas.
Why?
Because every time we listen,
they're right about the Hawks. People get mad. They're like, "Oh, they're gonna have way more wins than that." It's like, "Oh, what do you know? They were two games over."
The reason I say stop listening to Vegas,
they're right about the Falcons. Everyone gets mad, and then they're right around. They're right. They're often right. Whatever. I'm not saying like it's the be all end all,
right?
But it's a good barometer for beyond just am I a fanboy or is it right to be enthusiastic about this? I mean, again, the Dodgers were by far the team favored in the beginning of the season to win the National League,
mm-hmm.
And you understand why.
Yeah.
The Braves are the second favorite team to do. They don't do that to lose money.
I agree.
They do
that.
It because that's how they feel.
They feel that way.
But they're clearly not.
They're
that.
Clearly not.
The
clearly.
Braves are clearly not the second best team in the National League.
No. If you want to go,
they're not even the second best team in their own division.
If you want to look at it from a standpoint of how this team is constructed, maybe they looked at it that way. But I mean, how do you look at it when you see Ronald Acuña's out and all those different things? All those factors, and then I don't know what they did last season to make you think that they were the second best team.
Well, I think what it was last year, and we did it all year and came into this year saying it, was the injuries can't happen like that again.
Agreed.
And they haven't.
No, they've been
this
healthy.
This team's not really hurt.
They've been healthy
for the most part.
I mean, you lost Spencer after one start and then everything, but he's back now, like you said.
Yeah. But those top of the lineup guys have played.
And they haven't been consistent enough. I mean, we were talking last week before this game even played yesterday how good Matt Olson was going, had home runs and how many every straight games and everything like that. I saw the stat yesterday. I didn't realize how well he played in that stadium up there and how good he plays against the Phillies in that stadium. And so, you know, I mean, you look at where Ozzie's, he's 12 game hit streak, but are they impact hits? You know, and I think that's one of the things you look at right there. Michael Harris, he comes through sometimes, but for the most part, he just doesn't.
The weird thing about Michael Harris this year is, look, I mean, it's been bad, period. Like, there's just no other way to put it. He's been bad. He leads the team in RBIs, though.
Yes.
How?
I know, I saw that.
Is that a credit to he comes through when guys are in scoring position, or is that a what the hell's going on with Austin Riley,
or everybody
Marcell
else.
Ozuna, yes. Matt Olson, and Ozzie Albies, who have been right smack dab in the middle of the lineup all year? I think it's more the second than the first, but I'm glad Michael Harris is contributing in that way.
Right.
But, like, last night, man, and the one on Sunday was worse, but last night, like, he strikes out on three pitches, and the third pitch bounced. Like, and he's swinging at it. Yeah. Like, he looks as
that's that thing we talked about.
He looks at the beginning
of the season. That's that pressing of it.
Yeah.
That's that pressing aspect of sports when you're trying so hard to – and just – because it gets to a point where, like, all athletes – are creatures of habit. Creatures of habit, all those different things. And when those habits aren't giving you the benefits of what you need when you're doing your respective sport, you think you got to change. Or you think you got to do more than just letting the game come to you instead of attacking the game. And so that's what happens a lot of times. That happens in all sports. Whenever you're sitting there pressing and doing those things, it takes you out of being comfortable. And right now, he just doesn't look comfortable.
He looks completely
uncomfortable. Yeah, looks uncomfortable up there.
And so, you might as well bat right-handed
And that's what means that you're starting to second-guess. Yeah. You're starting – and the biggest thing is you're not trusting your eyes. You're not trusting what you're seeing. And you are just not, you know – living up to the I don't want to say living up to expectations. Not doing what you're supposed to do.
He's definitely not living up to the expectations.
Because we've seen what
a lot of these guys aren't.
We've seen it. And yeah. I think that's the one thing. That's why
and that's
whenever you call it, is that a one-off? Was it a one-off?
I don't know. That's the tough side of this. Make sure you sign guys early pre-arbitration to these long-term team-friendly contracts. It's great when they're playing good, right? Like the Ronald, outside of the Ronald Acuña injuries, obviously, but like the Ronald, Ozzie Albies too, outside of the start to this year, like those contracts have been brilliant. The flip side of it is if they come off, like some of these guys have, those are really long contracts.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's like what looks like an absolute steal and a bargain is like, oh, we got this guy for a really good rate for the next like 7 to 10 years.
Right.
Then it's like, damn, for the next 7 to 10 years?
Yeah.
That's a long ass time if he's going to be playing like this. And like the thing about Riley that's so frustrating is it's been very consistent at the plate, but his defense.
That's a hell of a play he made last night.
He did. That was a hell of a play. But then there was another one where he almost threw it away at first base, and he's just been like, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it with him because it looked like the defense was starting to get more consistent throughout the year last year because he's always been pretty good, but he would make some mistakes here and there. It's been pretty tough this year so far.
I think
so,
all of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's been an all-around thing. But, I mean.
Here's what I do know. I don't want to end it with me saying, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Here's what I do know. I don't look forward to watching them play. Like, on a nightly basis, it used to be like, all right, here we go, Braves game.
Understandable.
And now it's like, all right, let's turn it on, see how it goes.
Yeah.
It's not entertaining.
That's understandable because we've been through too many good things with this team. And so we know, and because the same.
Yeah, it's the same guys.
The same guys.
They've entertained us in the past.
And you hang on to all that rightfully. So as you should, it's been a fun ride with this team. But the inconsistency of this team is the most frustrating part about it because we've seen it good. Now, we've always seen it be bad and crappy, but we've seen it good.
Yeah.
We've seen it good.
This group, pretty much, save for like one or two pieces here and there, won 105 games 2 years ago. Yep. Like this group, these guys that we're watching play right now, and they don't look like that at all right now. And I don't know, hopefully weather or whatever, but they would keep saying all these kick the can down the road things. Well, when these guys come back, or in the baseball card, or maybe when the weather turns, or maybe it'll be this. I don't know. Maybe they're just only okay.
Maybe.
Maybe they're just only okay. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick the show off on a hump day. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.